This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Yes, that's right. We're here live on Memorial Day. When a lot of shows probably take the day off, we're here. We'll take your calls, and it's open phones as always. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And so let's start tonight, Mark. You had a story that was Memorial Day-esque, relevant to war, for instance, which is, part and parcel of why people celebrate today. They don't openly celebrate war, I don't think, but they
Well, it's kind of Westboro-ish to celebrate today.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's a day in memorial of a bunch of dead people.
Yeah, but don't people have cookouts and, like, drink
a lot?
Yeah,
and that's what makes it weird, because I'm, like, trying to not be a whole bunch of words I can't say, trying to not be Westboro about the whole thing. Not that I have a great desire to do that anyway, but then statists are having cake and barbecues and celebrating the death of their own, and that just makes it kind of awkward.
I think that the idea is that you are celebrating the freedom that these people provided.
Well, that's 4th of July, that's Veterans Day. They have days for that, too. And all these soldiers on my news feed are like, yeah, stop it.
I hear you. I'm not attempting to defend it, but that's what it is. The day is to memorialize. So it is not Veterans Day. This is not a celebration of people that served in the military. This is a day to remember the people that died in war.
Yeah, I mean, it would be like celebrating Pearl Harbor Day. Maybe if you're, telling people Happy Memorial Day, which I've heard lots of statists do today. That would be like a really obnoxious thing we would do if we were going to be obnoxious. It's like telling somebody Happy Pearl Harbor Day. Like maybe
yeah, okay.
If you're from Japan and you just want to be not nice, I mean, you would do that, but
I see what
it's
you're saying.
Weird.
But okay, so I mean, I don't go to these gatherings that people have on days like this. You know, people are getting together for a barbecue on today, because that's a thing, right? People get together for barbecues.
I did.
Is that right? So if people are getting together for a barbecue on Memorial Day as compared to Veterans Day, which, of course, the veterans are still alive, is it more of a somber occasion today, or is it about the same? As far as, like, how people are...
I mean, I don't go to them, but I think I would imagine they're about the same.
Well, no, I'm asking for people who do go to them. See, that's what I'm saying. I don't go to these, so I don't know what it's like.
I couldn't tell you. I mean, I went to a Memorial Day... I went to a barbecue today. Mm-hmm. Today is Memorial Day.
Is there a prayer?
No.
Moment of silence.
No. Well, this wouldn't be that kind of event.
A toast.
This was, hey, I'm not working, you're not working... Let's get the kids together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of...
Well, that sounds like a... I mean, maybe it's not a celebration, but some people would call that a party, right? Like, I mean, these terms are somewhat loosely defined as far as what makes a party. Is it, you know, over 10 people? Is it a certain amount, you know, a certain number?
Wait,
does it have to have alcohol?
It's not necessarily a Memorial Day party. So if, like, your birthday so happens to fall today, you're still allowed to have a birthday... I mean, you're allowed to do anything, but it's still not messed up to have a birthday party, especially
if
you're an
anarchist.
No, I get what you're
saying.
But to celebrate specifically Memorial Day just seems really Westboro to me.
And Westboro, you mean...
Baptist church.
Somebody who's...
Insensitive.
Insensitive
the
and
protesting
nasty.
Funeral church.
Yeah.
But, okay. So but I guess what I want to know is from somebody who does go to a Memorial Day... Party is not the right word, right? These are supposed to be somber.
I mean, when you buy furniture, because there's a lot of furniture sales on Memorial Day, right? I mean, it's
remember your fallen soldiers by buying a new couch.
A car.
Well, even the commercials are like, hey, come celebrate by buying a car. And it's like, if I said that, I would be in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on this. If you want to weigh in, you know, let me know. Is a party that happens, or gathering, and maybe gathering's more the right word, that happens with people and barbecue, a somber occasion on Memorial Day versus Veterans Day when it's just an all-out bash and, like, you know, rollicking party or something?
I don't imagine
like
it is.
I just don't. You know, it would seem to me that's just people getting together for barbecue, and you know,
you can get
whatever.
Everybody to stop for a moment and say, and let's remember the fallen warriors that made this party possible, and you can get them to pause for a moment.
Yeah, and then glasses will be clinking right after that.
Right. I mean, yeah. That would be it.
Yeah.
So it is what it is, and that's kind of how human beings are. I don't think there's anything. I think it's just how humans are, and
humans are really morbid. Yes.
So, anyway, I've got this article here from the Freeman's Perspective. This is written by Paul Rosenberg.
Look, if you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. All right, so Paul Rosenberg from where?
The Freeman's Perspective.
Freeman's Perspective.
The Freeman's Perspective.com. Excuse me, Freeman's Perspective.com. I've met Paul on multiple occasions.
Sounds like a good blog.
Really nice guy.
Okay, cool.
People often say that war is pointless, and it must be admitted that their argument is a good one. What was gained in Iraq and Afghanistan? Things there are just as bad today as when the Western armies rolled in, and the threat to the West seems to be no less. To what end were all those people killed, mutilated, and terrorized? What was the point of all the kingdom versus kingdom wars? Borders shifted left, borders shifted right, but the daily lives of the farmers, bakers, traders, they mostly went back and to normal after all the death, and so on. Even in the case of World War II, our best wild man must be stopped scenario, the facts don't actually bear out the effectiveness of the war. Yes, I'm very glad that Hitler was stopped, and had I been there, I might have undertaken to kill him myself. But in full honesty, we must also admit that while the war stopped Hitler, it also made the world safe for Stalin, who went on to kill more people than Hitler ever did. Let's not forget Mao. You know, the United States' intervention in China set the grounds going for the People's Revolution too. So,
for another murderer.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's when you intervene, then it becomes your responsibility. You know, you touched it last, kind of thing.
Which the United States wasn't supposed to be an interventionist nation. That went awry in the 20th century.
Yeah, they wanted to. I mean, you know, basically the leaders were very clear. They wanted to be an empire like, you know, all the French and the English and the, you know, Spanish and the Portuguese and all that. They had their empires. How come the United States didn't have theirs? We should have all.
What do you do now?
Yeah, we should have all of North and South America, Cuba, Puerto Rico, Philippines. You know, all that stuff is empire building, really. So anyway. Without Stalin and a strong USSR, would Pol Pot have been able to kill a fourth of the population of Cambodia? Would Mao have been able to rack up the greatest death toll in human history, as much as Stalin and Hitler combined?
Wow.
So even on
I didn't know that.
Yeah, even on our very best, I don't think he's right that it's the largest in history, because I think that Genghis Khan would be able to claim that title. But so even
the largest in the 20th century, then. How about
that? Certainly. So even in our very best scenario, a good argument can be made for the war's pointlessness. But alas, I'm drifting from my title subject, where I maintain that war is not pointless. One of the more instructive quotes on war comes from Hermann Göring, a member of
the Nazi
Hitler's inner circle.
Yeah.
Notice the distinction he makes between the people and the leaders. By of course, the people don't want war. Sorry, all the Germans out there. Why would some poor slob on a farm want to risk his life in a war where the best he can get out of it is to come back to his farm in one piece? Naturally, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia, nor in England, nor for that matter in Germany.
That's a good effort.
Thank
you. Good effort.
Thank you.
Danke.
That's understood. But after all, It is the leaders of the country who determine the policy, and it is always a simple matter to drag the people along. Whether it's democracy or fascist dictatorship or parliament or a communist dictatorship. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them that they are being attacked and denounce the peacemakers for their lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger.
This is the playbook.
The same way in every country.
Yeah. This is definitely the playbook, and I think it's going to be worth sharing that again when we come back, maybe without the accent. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. If you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Last week, it consists Census 2017, a cryptocurrency conference in New York City, an agreement was made between 56 companies representing 83% of the hashing power for Bitcoin. Bitcoin is an international internet currency that has, of late, taken the tech world by storm. In the agreement, they pledged to implement segregated witness, a long-needed patch for the Bitcoin software, at 80% acceptance instead of 95%, and increase the Bitcoin block size, relieving pressure on the network and lowering prices for transactions. This compromise is supported by the former head developer of Bitcoin, Gavin Andreessen, and Bitcoin.com's Roger Ver, along with 83% of the Bitcoin miners. Some of the core developers and the influential organization Blockstream do not support it, however. Although the finish line is not yet crossed, it may be in sight, and we here at Free Talk Live, along with most of you, breathe a sigh of relief, hoping that this opens the door to the continuation of the most important piece of software since the internet. Find out more at Bitcoin.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
at 855-450-3, 855-450-3733, and we've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm with you in the studio tonight. It's me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Also, do want to let you know about Dash. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you can join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we continue here, Mark, with the story from a gentleman who says there is a point to war.
Yeah, he's. So, did you want to hear that Hermann Göring quote again?
Yeah, let's hear that quote one more time for those just tuning in.
Do you want the really bad sort of Colonel Klink?
No, just accent? Do normal. No, okay. It was a little distracting.
I thought it was
entertaining, but distracting.
It was bad. So he says here in modern English, why? Of course, the people don't want war. Why would some poor slob on a farm want to risk his life in a war when the best he can hope to come of it is to come back to his farm in one piece?
Mm.
Naturally, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia nor in England, nor, for that matter, in Germany. That is understood. But, after all, it is the leaders of the country who determine the policy, and it is always a simple matter to drag the people along. Whether it's a democracy or a fascist dictatorship or a parliament or a communist dictatorship. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders, and that's easy. Here it is. Here it is, folks. This is it. According to Hermann Göring, this is how you bring the people on board for a war that they don't want, that they don't need, that isn't going to benefit them. This is valuable information for the voting public to know, right? Like somebody who's taken the time to, you know, years and years ago, sit down and see how it is that you can get the common person to go out and fight and die for a crappy cause. And I think we can all agree the Nazis were a crappy cause, right?
Mm-hmm.
But lots and lots and lots of Germans died for it. So one would presume all those Germans weren't bad people, but that they were brought along by some kind of, social movement, a zeitgeist, if you will. Probably not the best time to use that terminology. But
it's a great term.
Spirit
of the time.
It's also German
when
talking about the Nazis. So anyway, I think that it's something that we probably have something to learn from Mr. Göring right here. He says, all you have to do is to tell them they're being attacked and to denounce the peacemakers for a lack of patriotism. There you go. That's it. You denounce the peacemakers for exposing the country to danger because of their lack of patriotism. It works the same way in any country, he says.
Yeah, so you can see it happening to this day.
Has the United States ever been in a situation in the last 10 or 20 years where, I don't know, we would claim to have been attacked and those sorts of things? And
9/11.
Then anytime, the peacemakers pop up, are they called, unpatriotic?
Of course.
I've been called on this show a coward.
Yep.
By somebody on the other end of a phone line that didn't have the ability to say it to my face. Okay? That's a funny thing, right? To call a man a coward that you don't know, who's at the other end of a phone, who can't put their hands on you. But it's been done. Not to say I would have put my hands on him. I'm just saying that, that's a odd thing to do. So, I kind of feel like this is what's done all the time. Now, the United States most assuredly was attacked on 9/11, right? Like, a small handful of criminals came and swiped some airplanes. They hijacked them with box cutters. I don't think you could pull that trick off any longer. But it was certainly done on 9/11. But a lot of Americans kind of seem like they don't understand that foreign policy didn't start on September the 11th, 2001. They really don't understand that there were at least 6 decades, call it 5 decades worth of, Western and U.S. meddling in the Middle East. up to that, and it's, you know, just all news to them, it seems. Anyway, going on, Paul...
it doesn't matter. Like, even if it's not news to them, it's like, well, we can do that. The U.S. can do that because we're the world's police. So it's totally fine.
What they're trying to say there is that that we... The rulers of the world are better than the rest of those people.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So we know, we Americans know, that if there was a foreign power that was, putting all kinds of strength into our politics, forcing us to act in a certain way because of how they wanted to see the world, that we would rise up with weapons in hand and wipe them from the face of the earth. Like, that's what America would do. But the idea that the United States should somehow be attacked for doing the same thing is absolutely ludicrous. And you know why you think that? Because you think that those towel-headed camel jockeys are somehow less than you and your family. That they aren't as good as you. And that's what it ultimately comes down to. If you think that you should rule over them by dint of your birth, that is ethnocentrism.
It's sick. And it's wrong, and it's obviously false.
I'm not saying they're going to run a better country. I wouldn't know. Neither would they. They've never had a chance.
Mm-hmm.
The United States has propped up their dictators, their sheiks, their mullahs, whoever it is that they find to be worthy of propping up. And if they're not worthy of propping up, they'll install a shah, whatever they need to do. If you don't know what a shah is, maybe you shouldn't have an opinion on war. Maybe, just maybe, you're too ignorant of Middle East policy to have any kind of, opinion as to what the United States should be fighting in. Paul Rosenberg.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733.
I get very excited about this because I want to support the troops by not making more dead ones, okay? This is important to me and has been for many years. I don't hate you for having been in the military. It's something I would have done, I attempted to do in my past. It didn't work out, but I attempted to sign up for the military. I put my name on a piece of paper to do so. And
did prison get in the way?
It was,
you went to prison for 9 years.
It was basically the fact that I had an arrest record sort of prevented that from happening. But I tried on multiple occasions.
So you were already rejected before the whole prison situation
before
came up?
Going into prison. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha.
This explains why going on with Paul Rosenberg here. This explains why we are so often see war as pointless. We're looking at it from the vantage point of the poor slob and not from the vantage point of the ruler. So the truth is that war is not pointless. It's only pointless from the standpoint of the poor slob who has to suffer and die in it.
Which means ruler, it's pointless to 99.9% of everyone.
Yes.
The toll-free number here, we'll get to more of this gentleman, 855, Mr. Rosenberg, 855-450-3733. In his opinion here on Memorial Day, it's the live edition of Free Talk Live. We are here. We will take your calls. And you can call in about anything you want to share with us. Maybe your former military or current, or you just want to share your thoughts. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you may join us right here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Also, it is Memorial Day, and we're actually here doing a live show, so of course you're welcome to join us. Mark, you're sharing with us a story that we're going to get back into here in a moment about, Paul Rosenberg writing about how war does have a point, just for the rulers, not for the ruled. You don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you can trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy. It's Simbi.com, S-I-M-B-I, Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of the services available on Simbi.com. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. You can get your account right now over at Simbi.com and take a look around and then post your services. Simbi.com. As we go to Johnny on the line in Beaver, Utah, listening to KYAH. Hey, Johnny. Hello, Johnny. Johnny going once. Johnny in Utah going twice.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, we've got you now. Go ahead, Johnny.
Well, wondering how your 9 years in prison informed your time and thoughts about war.
How 9 years in prison inform my thoughts about war?
On war, has that changed your opinions in any way?
Yeah, I guess, you know, I don't know that I thought about it very much. I think I walked out of prison being pretty much of the opinion that, you know, the government does what the government does, and it's just sort of our job to deal with the ramifications. I read a lot of Tom Clancy in there. I really like that author, and I think he's a great writer. He's, you know, he tends to glorify war a little bit for my taste, but I have picked up his books since then. I think the real change for me was the Iraq War. I pretty much supported going in when I felt like, you know, Glenn Beck told us that, the Iraq government had these fuselages of 747s, that they were training, you know, terrorists how to storm them and do whatever it was that they were doing. And don't forget Kofi and Nunu's rape rooms and these sorts of things. So I thought, you know, I was probably like a lot of the American public at that point. I'd have invaded Canada if I thought that they had something to do with 9/11. I was ready to go. But it didn't take too long when you're realizing that what happened was the West got involved in a conflict between the Sunnis and the Shias, and most people in the West couldn't define the difference between those two particular religious
sects. I can't tell you.
I can't either, and don't care. So, you know, that's basically, once I realized that, oh, wow, we've taken the side of the Shias here, and, you know, the Sunnis don't like it very much, and it doesn't really surprise me.
Johnny?
Yeah. So I actually had one more question, which is a little bit off topic.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering what your opinion is on Jack in the Box.
On what?
Jack in the Box, the chain.
The restaurant chain.
For their tacos and burgers.
I have never had the opportunity to go to a Jack in the Box.
Because I had to go to one today. It was pretty rough.
Well, now, do they have them in Utah, I take it?
Yeah, no, well, we were not in Utah, so... I mean, I don't know.
It's pretty much a Western burger chain, right?
Yeah, it is a Western burger chain. But I don't know. They have them in Texas. So,
yeah, that's pretty much West compared to we are. I mean, we're over here in New England. Mark, have you ever, Melanie, have you ever been to the Jack in the Box?
When I go and travel out West, it isn't to go
to a burger chain.
Burger chains. So, yeah. No.
Johnny, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. What about you, Melanie? Did they have that
back? They had one in Baton Rouge.
Did they really?
It was a place I would go to if everything else was closed.
Because in Baton Rouge or in the South, you're more looking at, you know, White Castle, right? There's a lot more of those.
No.
No?
Not where I was.
Okay. What's the one that's...
They have one of those in New Orleans.
What's the burger place where they get... Crystal? Crystal Burger? No? Because I remember going to Crystal Burger when I was in New Orleans, and this where they got those little burgers, like you get this like the 16.
Okay,
little...
yeah, that's the one they have in New Orleans. Okay, yeah, it's
Crystal Burger. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there? I mean, does it exist now that there's regional chains that people really identify with as far as burgers go? I mean.
Don't you think?
No. I think whenever people talk about the best burger in town,
yeah,
they're talking about a mom-and-pop place that usually isn't repeated.
I would say so. That's usually where you're going to get the best
will
burger.
Get we'll get the title of best burger in town. I do think it's a pretty good burger.
Well, and they have real food as far as that goes. They have fresh meat and actual potatoes.
You can see the bags of potatoes sitting right there, right?
Well, isn't it true that Wendy's has fresh meat as well? Don't they use refrigerated meat, not frozen?
That doesn't necessarily mean it's fresh. They did when I was there, but they were talking about going away from it right after they ran a bunch of commercials saying they use fresh meat. So, yeah.
Well, the last I heard, they did. I don't know if they've changed their policy. But that's
as far as I know, they have refrigerated meat. That doesn't mean it's fresh.
Well, I mean, it's not fresh as in they just slaughtered it.
Frozen,
right, they didn't just slaughter the cow and put it right on the truck and ship it to the store. It probably, you know, had been refrigerated for a while, but I guess the claim
is... doesn't mean it's never been frozen, really.
Well, the freshness of beef isn't really that important. I mean, they age beef,
Okay.
For a reason. So, I mean, I don't know that that's, I mean, you don't want it left out in the counter for a long time, but.
Yeah, but I guess the idea is you would prefer to have a non-frozen patty is the idea. I don't know if there's, you could tell the difference. I don't know if given one to, next to the other that a blind taste test could really discern.
Being in the meat business, you know, to some extent, we do raise some pigs at my house. Obviously, I don't do it.
It's more like a meat hobby for you.
It's a meat hobby, right? Yeah. But I've certainly heard of a bunch of people's preferences and these sorts of things. Apparently, there is a percentage of the population that can tell the difference between boar meat and, you know, neutered male meat and female.
Yeah, what percentage is that? Like 0.01?
No, I think it's relatively, you know, they would be relatively large percentage that would claim to be able to tell the difference of like a boar that's tainted, especially if they've, you know, were in rut or something. They say they.
You claim. Think a large percentage of the population could tell the difference between a boar and what else?
And the rest of it, so barrows and gilts and sows and these sorts of things. But there are also people, and a much smaller percent of the population, which is almost exclusively female, which claims to be able to tell the difference between barrow meat, which is a neutered male, and probably that male was neutered at 2 weeks old.
Okay.
Or something, very, very young. Those testicles weren't working. But that they can tell the difference between male pig meat and female pig meat and will only buy slaughtered gilts. And
what's that?
A gilt is a pig version of a heifer, a never bred female.
Okay.
So, you know, if the ones that don't look like they're going to be good breeders. You
people
know,
can tell the difference between a male and a female.
Oh, I don't believe so, no. But they claim to be able to tell.
Oh, I was going
to
say, I don't believe
people
it.
People can tell the difference between a male and a female because you do have different chemicals in the meat at that point. But I really don't believe they can tell the difference between a never bred and, like, no. That
I don't believe any of it.
Any sense.
I mean, like, you were telling me that, Mark, and I would like to see. So you weren't saying that because there's any kind of study that shows this. You're just saying there are people who claim that, those things, to
yeah,
be able
I mean,
to discern those
I can
things.
Tell you they'll pay extra. I know
sure,
that much.
Sure, sure.
You know?
Well, people will pay extra for organic food, even
yes.
though all food is organic, and if it's not, you shouldn't be eating it.
Well, I just liked it. You know, the whole discussion evokes in my mind this, was it Hungary or something like that? Maybe Austria. Anyway, there was some foreign language I couldn't understand, Dutch, whatever it was. They went to some sort of foodie, like, convention, basically, where all these elite foodie types were. And they brought McDonald's, but they put it in nice presentation. So they, like, had chicken McNuggets, but, you know, they'd, like, cut the McNugget and put it on a nice plate or something like that. And then they'd go around and ask people if they, you know, would do a taste test on this and, you know, what they thought about it. This, you know, this organic blah, blah, blah. They just made up some crap that made it sound like it was really fancy. And it was just McDonald's, and people were raving. Oh my God, it's so delicious! Oh, is this grass fed? You know,
I think you have other issues going on in that particular study.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733.
Warning: if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an
ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free, you bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you here in the studio, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Also, I do want to let you know about the Free Talk Live AMP program. You can go and support Free Talk Live directly for $5 a month. And help us get on new radio stations, help us bring new internet listeners on board. We just recently broke away the LRN.FM satellite channels into their own separate fundraiser from the AMP program. And so that frees up a few hundred bucks a month that we can start spending on other things. And so there's a discussion going on right now in the AMP only Facebook group about, well, exactly what should we be doing with that extra money? You know, should we throw some more money back at Google? Because once upon a time we did Google ads. Should we throw some money back at Facebook? I really don't want to do that, but, you know, some people might say it's a good idea. Should we buy advertising on existing libertarian websites? Should we hire Callan Diggs to write about us? There's several different things that we could do. But what should we be doing? I honestly don't know.
We should flesh out that Callan Diggs proposal if we're going to make it. I mean, you know, one mention on the air isn't going to do it, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm just throwing out some ideas of what could be possible. And, that, you know, that discussion's happening on our Facebook group right now, which is only for amplifiers. And if you want to get into that and kind of help us figure out the direction to go with the Free Talk Live AMP program.
The really great thing about the AMP program is you become sort of like the...
A consultant.
A consultant, yeah. A member of the board, you know, a board of directors.
Now, boards have votes. you don't get to vote.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily go the way that you would want, but we do take, you know, the advice strongly.
We take advice more strongly from an amplifier than we do from a general member of the public.
Somebody who's taken the time to, you know, become part of our club is important to us.
Yeah, so if you want to join the AMP program, get perks like access to that Facebook group, to the AMP-only email list, to the AMP-only phone lines, and a podcast that is only for amplifiers, you can go and sign up for $5 a month with any major credit card. You can use Visa, MasterCard, American Express. You can also use PayPal and Bitcoin, and you get a bunch of cool perks, and you help Free Talk Live get the ideas of liberty, freedom, peace as far and as wide out there as possible. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com, as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. More about war coming up here in moments. But first, Tom is in Hudson, New Hampshire, listening online at freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, it's about what happened. A few days ago, I was noticing a problem with my eye, so I went to an eye doctor who examined, they can look right through the pupil, and he said, there's something very bad in there, and what you got to do is rush to a specialist in Peabody, Massachusetts. Okay, this was an eye doctor in Hudson, New Hampshire. And I said, well, why that one? Why not a specialist in New Hampshire? And they said, oh, no, there isn't a specialist available in New Hampshire who can do this. Mm. And so I jumped into a taxi and went on down to Peabody, Massachusetts. But it started making me think, what about, you know, New Hampshire? You know, I'm sick and tired of reading about people being rushed to a New Hampshire hospital and then being airlifted to a Massachusetts hospital instead of the other way around, you know? And, of course, if somebody is the qualified specialist who can do this stuff, then you can't exactly say, hey, you have to move to New Hampshire, okay? That would certainly defeat the whole idea of the Free State Project, even if we could do that. But, anyway, afterwards, I did a little research and find out that way up in Lebanon, New Hampshire, there's apparently doctors, I don't know if they were on duty that day, but nobody should ever have to choose between losing the sight in one eye or leaving the Shire. Especially, what's going to happen when all these Syrian refugees move to the Republic of New Hampshire and then Donald Trump won't let them into Massachusetts? They're going to get turned away at the port of entry on the Massachusetts side of the border, and they won't be.
You're talking about some sort of future where New Hampshire has seceded from the United States, and there are people migrating here. Like, what would happen then?
Yeah, because
it would seem to me that if New Hampshire was actually a free place where it had seceded from the United States and was its own country, if you want to call it that, and that people were more allowed to come here than in other places if the immigration policy was relatively loose, then it would seem to me that if a lot of people were coming here, then the doctors would want to be here because, you know, there's business to be had.
Well, and there's no incentive for people with very low job skills to immigrate to a free society because they're not really going to have a great time. So it's kind of less of a problem.
The specialist that can do this, you know, is apparently very much in demand. And then I did a little research and found out that sometimes he practices in Derry, New Hampshire. So I wrote to that eye doctor company in that office in Derry, New Hampshire, and told them that, you know, I invite him to move to New Hampshire for all of the reasons that you'll find at freestateproject.org/101reasons to move to New Hampshire. But the next step has got to be making sure that if they have these certificate of public needs nonsense here in New Hampshire, it's bad. First of all, it should be eliminated altogether. But
I don't know what that is, a certificate of public needs?
You won't be allowed to open a hospital unless, because let's say somebody wants to open up another hospital in Nashua, New Hampshire, then the state says, oh, no, there's already two perfectly good hospitals there. You don't need another hospital there. We're not going to let you open a hospital. But are they taking into account, see, what's going to have to happen if they're doing that, which I don't know if they're doing that here in New Hampshire, but if they are, we definitely cannot allow them to say, oh, no, we don't need a first-class trauma unit in that particular town because there's one just across the border in the other state, and therefore we don't need one. They definitely have got to stop doing that stuff because going into the other state involves leaving the Shire. You know, and some people might feel that it's better to die in New Hampshire than to survive in Massachusetts.
Yeah, I don't blame anybody who doesn't want to go to Massachusetts. Thanks for the call, Tom. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. He's looking pretty far ahead into the future as far
with
as...
with only one eye.
As far as what could happen into the future. And it would be nice to see New Hampshire secede from the United States. But yeah, it would raise some important questions about, you know, how are people going to get along? I mean, how, you know, will there be border checkpoints put up between Maine and Massachusetts and New Hampshire and Vermont? And
you better believe it.
Well, and that could complicate matters a little bit for folks.
Well, I mean, but we would let in the highly qualified specialist surgeons.
Oh, you're not talking about we in New Hampshire. The problem isn't, you know, the border into New Hampshire. The problem is the border going out. The United States makes it pretty darn difficult to move between countries that border it. And, you know, they're not going to make it any easier on New Hampshire, especially if New Hampshire decides it doesn't want to be in the little United States club. As a matter, I would go so far as to guess that they're going to make it harder on Granite Staters to be able to head on in the United States.
Then we could just have a cruise that pretends to come out of the States and, like, I don't know, never mind.
Wait, what?
Cruises
that was
can't
half an
originate.
Idea that didn't really go anywhere. Never mind.
Cruise ships can't originate and end both inside the United States, as I understand it. So maybe
no
that's
kidding.
What the reference was.
Huh.
You know, there's some kind of regulation that's out there. I did have a problem in one eye and had to go to an eye doctor that was a specialist down in Mass, and they did a fine job. So, you know, very happy that I had that option.
Did you pay cash for that?
I'm sure we did.
Okay.
They stuck a needle in my eye. It was really weird.
Because you don't get the Romney care.
Right. Why would I?
No. Right.
I don't live in Massachusetts.
Well, I'm glad that you don't have to have it in order to go down there, and you can still pay cash. The toll-free number here tonight.
Cash still buys doctor services.
Good to know. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to Dave. He's calling from Michigan. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live, listening online.
Good evening, fellas and lady. How
yes.
you doing?
Fantastic. Go ahead, sir.
Good. Happy Memorial Day. Anyway. You know, I never really realized, I don't think anybody ever really said, you know, what it actually meant when I was a kid. But
really?
It just meant to us, you know, to me as a kid, it was the beginning of summer, and Labor Day was the end of summer, right?
Yeah, that's it.
That's good
so,
enough.
You know,
good enough reason to party.
And 4th of July, or barbecues and fireworks and fairs and all that stuff. But the reason I'm calling Bitcoin, have you guys heard of Gladia Coin?
No. Is this another competitor to Bitcoin?
No,
one of the myriad of... No?
No, actually it's not.
All right. I want you to tell me about it here in a moment. Stand by, Dave. We're going to bring you back in hour number two. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And coming up, maybe the latest on Venezuela here in moments. I've been teasing that one for a while. We just haven't had a chance to talk about it. Maybe we will tonight, but you can also call in about anything you want. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.